Saturday morning, Michelle Markovich, the principal at Main Street Academy, an alternative public school in Siloam Springs, was up early and at work, arranging chairs. An hour later, about two dozen people would be there to begin a day participants hoped would bring some former students back to school. The program, called Reach Out Siloam Springs, sent three-person teams to homes of students who've left school. The goal was to convince the students to come back and earn their diploma. Michelle Markovich says the project is the result of a whirlwind of 6 weeks of preparation.
Anytime we've talked about what we're doing today, going to the homes of kids who haven't shown back up to school to try to find out what we can do to get them to come back to school, people have said, what can I do to help? What are you guys doing? What do you need? So it's really a neat thing to see the people in the community do care about all students in the school district.
Reach Out Siloam Springs is a collaboration between the Siloam Springs School District, the city's Chamber of Commerce, the Northwest Arkansas Council, and John Brown University. Students who have left public school were identified, and efforts to contact them were made. This Saturday was intended as a follow-up, or, if that initial contact hadn't been successful, a first chance to find out why the students had left school. Kim Davis with the Northwest Arkansas Council helped coordinate the day.
We sort of have a door hang as well. If we go out and students aren't home, we say, hey, we really miss you. We came by. Sorry we didn't see you today. But here's some contact information that can be used to enroll back in school. We're sending folks out with enrollment papers as well as sort of a script that sort of goes through exactly the type of information we want to need to make sure we're tracking our kids. So
Saturday's concentrated effort to bring back students to a public school setting, in this case Main Street Academy in downtown Siloam Springs, is the first of its kind in Arkansas. The idea was pioneered in Houston, where results have been encouraging. The Siloam Springs effort was one of 21 different such activities around the country this weekend. And Kim Davis says the desire is to spread the Reach Out project throughout Northwest Arkansas as soon as next year. Davis says the message is simple. The school district genuinely wants you back.
The training is about showing how much you care. And that's really what it is. It's an effort on behalf of the community to say, you are not forgotten. We care about you. We care about your future, and we want you here. And we're going to help you deal with all of those things. If there is a child care issue, we're prepared to answer how to go about solving that issue. If there is a language issue or a language barrier, if there's a health issue there, maybe with a parent and the student's unable to come because they're attending to their parents' needs. You know, all of those questions, the community has stepped up and said, let us help you with that. We think we can solve those problems. We think we can find the answers to those problems. So let us help you and let's get you back in school because we understand the impact it'll have on your future and your children's futures down the road.
Kim Davis says Siloam Springs seemed like the perfect district for the pilot Reach Out Day in Northwest Arkansas. It's large enough to be able to identify about 20 students who've quit school, but not so large that the first attempt would require a large squadron of volunteers.
Well, I want to thank everyone for coming out this morning on what I think is a pretty exciting day. We all know why we're here.
By 9 o'clock, an eager batch of educators, community members, and students from JBU have gathered for a donated breakfast and to go over last-minute instructions. Each team will carry information about the value of a high school graduation, and each will be equipped with a city map. Michelle Markovich, the principal at Main Street Academy, says while the entirety of the program includes the community, today's first step is primarily staffed by educators.
We did try to keep this mainly educators right now because a lot of these students that we're going to be visiting have already been in the school district. And we want to send someone to their home who has a relationship with the student and can offer encouragement in that way. The way that the community will become more involved is afterwards when we find out, oh, we have a family who is in need of child care and hooking them up with services through the Child Development Center to provide daycare, or maybe families in need of other resources, medical, Ozark guidance, food, and we can use the community to help supply those resources once we know what the needs are.
John Brown, who chairs the particular education task force that was spawned from the Northwest Arkansas Council overseeing this project, says community help with the program can come in many forms, including a supportive attitude toward students who may be working at a local business to help a family earn enough money for food or shelter.
A lot of these kids are working part-time, maybe because it's a necessity with their family situation. And we want employers to tell their part-time student employees, you need to stay in school. You know, this paycheck will help you, but I'll rearrange your hours, I'll do whatever I can, but it's important to me as an employer that you stay in school. So we see it as an ongoing emphasis, but this is just kind of the most visible part.
Each of the teams meeting with students includes a Walton Scholar from John Brown University, young people from South America who've earned a scholarship to attend JBU. Francis Morales and Max Rodriguez took a moment between eating donated cinnamon rolls to explain why they sacrificed a weekend day of the fall semester to try to convince people they don't know to go back to school.
Like, education for me is really important, and if I have the chance to encourage some other guys to do this and to share my experience with education, I will do it. Yeah, and it's really worth it. And I don't mind waking up early because this is really worth it.
Just thankfulness and just giving back a little bit of what we've been giving. And we have this awesome Fulbright scholarship, and I feel like it's just part of our blessing is to give back to, and especially to the community we're in.
The hope is that a small team with a 20-something representative, relatively fresh out of high school, can help ease any tension there might be when two older adults also show up to ask about returning to school. And connecting more young Arkansans to high school diplomas is a top objective in the state, from the governor's mansion to the Northwest Arkansas Council. In fact, several months ago, when the Northwest Arkansas Council released a report on the strengths and weaknesses of the region, raising the number of residents with high school and college diplomas was a top goal, along with improvements to infrastructure and public transportation. But while it's easy to count the number of miles of improved roads or the number of bus routes that have been added, calculating a better educated region is harder to gauge. John Brown says when he talked with members of the Northwest Arkansas Council, he wanted to be sure there was the understanding that improvements in education would take time.
And I said, are they with us for the long run? Because this isn't the kind of project where in 6 months we're going to change graduation rates or something. You have to be there for the long term. And the schools have to feel that as well, that we're here to come alongside. The council's not trying to tell schools how to educate kids or just, you know, hold up a red flag or something and wave it at them. We're trying to come alongside and encourage them in ways that are appropriate as a council. And so we have a variety of ideas of what might work in that regard. And this is one.
Whether one or as many as a dozen students come back to school as a result of the visit Saturday, organizers think the creation of the pilot program is already a success, providing a concentration on the value of education on many aspects of the region. Kim Davis with the Northwest Arkansas Council says Saturday's work was a step in the right direction.
But all those things are important to the council as we sort of move forward, that we begin to pull in our business leaders, our community leaders, our educational leaders to begin to create the type of Northwest Arkansas where we know business, companies, families, young folks, the community that we know folks would want to move in.
Full results of Saturday's appeals may not be tabulated for some time, depending on how many students return to class in Siloam Springs, but organizers plan to expand the Reach Out program to other schools next year.